More and more people are beginning to qualify to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but if you're someone in a lower prioritization group sitting with envy as your friends get inoculated, is it polite to ask them why they were able to get theirs? And what if someone invites you to a party? Can you ask the host if they've been vaccinated? To speak with us about the COVID-19 vaccine etiquette, we are joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Cindy Seed, owner of Bay Area-based Advanced Etiquette. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. So many questions, and I'm glad you have the answers. In a Mercury News piece from this weekend, you say it's okay to inquire with a genuine interest in a, quote, respectful way. So what would this look like?
Overall, it's the idea of showing your general interest, that you're not being condescending and asking somebody, well, did you get the shot yet? Or anything of that nature. It's a natural question. It's almost like the first question anybody asks when they get on a call.
Is it polite to ask why someone was able to get vaccinated?
Why they got vaccinated is perhaps not the exact question in terms of, unless they are not within the age group. I have to say that I was not in the 75-year-old age group, but yet I was able to get it because I am a primary caregiver for someone. So again, it comes back to how you're asking it.
It's
in that way.
I had a big faux pas. I was on a family Zoom, and a person in my extended family says, oh, I got the vaccine. And I said, oh, I didn't know you worked directly with COVID patients, because this was right at the very beginning. She was one of the first. She says, oh, yeah. Well, I don't. And, you know, she was just able to kind of sneak in because her health facility opened the doors and she got in. I don't know, you know, maybe I have a little vaccine envy, but I was sort of like, wait, other people were supposed to get it before you. Okay, so what if someone invites you over to their home? Is that okay to ask?
Absolutely. I think you have to care for all the guests that are there as well as yourself. So again, because I'm a primary caregiver for someone, if I went to a party and the hostess or someone else was not vaccinated, I could be bringing the virus back. So again, many people are making it a guideline that they're only inviting people who have been vaccinated.
Now, what happens if someone gives you an answer and they were able to jump the queue? What do you say then? Is it polite to zip your lip?
Well, you know, it's after the fact, first of all. And not necessarily were they jumping the queue, because in Marin County, they were allowing people to get vaccinated for the first 2 hours of every day. You could stand in line as long as you were 65 and over in getting a vaccine. So it doesn't really matter.
Okay. So, and I guess it's good for all of us, right? The more people get vaccinated, the more healthy we're all going to be. Now, what if you're put in a cubicle and you have a mate who chooses not to get vaccinated? Okay. So in the piece, you recommend the sandwich technique. So what does that mean?
Sandwich technique is a great skill to develop for any and all conversations. You say something nice to kind of ease the tension of the subject. Then you share what you really want to say and end it with something that's, again, overall positive, such as, gosh, John, I certainly understand that you've chosen not to get a vaccine. However, I really made a pact that I'm not going to be sitting next to anybody that hasn't gotten one. So I hope you don't mind that I may be asking to be seated in another cubicle. But I sure do look forward to when this is all over, we can sit back together, because I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So something like that.
Oh, you're so polite. You're so polite. I would be tempted to say, sorry, I can't sit next to you right now. Maybe hurt somebody's feelings. Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Cindy Seed. She is the owner of Bay Area-based Advanced Etiquette.